Lander residents are asked to temporarily remove bird feeders and clean their bird baths following reports of sick and dead birds in that area. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is receiving reports of sick and dead songbirds on the north side of Lander, specifically house finches displaying crusty eyes and lethargy. These clinical signs are characteristics of avian conjunctivitis. Residents there are asked to remove seated bird feeders and other congregation points for 4 weeks to help slow the spread of the disease. During the summer, wild birds hit on natural food sources such as insects, native seeds, and other wild food sources, which are abundant. Seed feeders during the summer can result in crowded gathering points where diseases spread rapidly through saliva, feces, and other close contact. Removing these points of transmission could help out local populations if the disease is present. A good practice wherever you live is that if you notice sick or dead birds around your yard, remove your feeders, clean them thoroughly with a 10% bleach solution, and keep them down for about 4 weeks to discourage birds from congregating in contaminated areas. Hummingbird feeders can stay up, but nectar ferments quickly in summer heat. Clean hummingbird feeders every 2 to 3 days using hot water and mild soap, refilling with fresh sugar water to prevent bacterial and fungal growth. When feeding resumes, hang the feeders over platform feeders, which collect feces and moisture that can cause seed to mold. Heat draws birds to water, making clean bird baths essential to prevent cross-contamination, so provide multiple spread-out water sources across your yard to prevent crowding at a single location. It's best to empty and refresh water daily. Disinfect baths once a week by scrubbing away dirt and feces with warm soapy water, applying a bleach solution, 9 parts water, 1 part bleach, letting it sit for 15 minutes and then rinse thoroughly before drying completely. Diseases such as salmonellosis, aspergillosis, trichomoniasis, mycoplasmosis, and avian paramyxovirus can affect wild birds and in some cases transmit to humans or household pets. Always wear disposable gloves when handling dead birds or cleaning feeders and baths, and wash your hands and arms thoroughly afterward. Remove dead birds promptly so pets cannot access them. If you find 3 or more dead birds on your property, call your regional game and fish office. To submit carcasses for testing, wear disposable gloves, double bag the body, and keep it cold or frozen until transport. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish. I'm Ray Hageman.